dummy.
You're tuning in to the Dummies Podcast. I'm Stop.
I'm Joe.
I'm Todd.
I'm motherfucking Hootie.
And we back like we never left, because like we say every week, we never leave. It's special episode number 9. And we in here with a very special guest, recording artist, love and hip-hop Miami personality, Nikki Natural. Hey. How you feeling?
How I look.
Okay. Beautiful. We understand.
Hey, I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
No comments.
Yes. Hey, no comments.
It's a thing.
Feel how you
either born with it or you're not.
So, you know, they can't answer that question.
Feel how you look.
Feel how you look.
That's a crazy.
Oh, I'm always
crazy. Married people can have a little fun.
Some
too,
of them.
Right?
Hey, every woman is beautiful.
Some of them.
What you said?
Every woman is beautiful.
Oh, he on one this week. He on some shit, isn't he?
Hold
yeah.
on, hit it.
Yeah, he.
When we don't see him next week, right. We understand what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see why he got the glasses.
Next
that's
week.
That's why y'all can see me next week.
Right. You was smart.
How you feeling, man? You been to Alabama before?
Yes. I ain't gonna lie. Alabama is like my second home.
Second home?
Yeah.
Whoa. Why?
I've been
to
Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile. I'm going to Huntsville Thursday. Like, this is my second or third time in Birmingham.
Okay. Yes. Cool.
Well, first time with the Dummies.
Oh, the first time with the Dummies.
Not the last.
Definitely
we hope,
not,
definitely
we
not
hope,
the last.
We hope not the last.
So y'all family now.
So why you in Birmingham this time?
You said why?
Yeah, why?
Club Euphoria, DJ Club. Savage Way, birthday 30-30. We did it. Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I'm eating tacos all day today.
Taco and tequila Tuesday.
Right. We already
and you already started the tequila.
I just need
the
tacos now.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Big beef. Little beef. I like little beef.
What that mean?
I saw that. Explain.
Yeah. Explain what that means.
Go back.
Hold on. Time out.
Little beef.
We might be revolutionizing the whole fucking game.
Never heard of little beef before.
I like little beef.
I like beef.
I'm a little beef girl.
Little beef?
I like little beefs.
Little beef. Why? Hey.
What do you call little beef?
Little beefs is shrimps.
Oh. And why?
Yeah.
Because
I saw that on here. I thought it was a joke.
Shrimp. Not a joke.
But hey.
Different women, they get aroused by different things.
Okay.
And me, I just need the tip of it. So
is that a power type thing too? Like, you feel like you're in power?
What? Am I? Yes. But,
shut up, nigga.
But
stop already.
I'll slap your ass.
But more so, just I need the tip of it.
That's it?
That's it?
Oh.
Just gonna stick your head in? Literally?
I guess.
Okay.
Some people only
so
stick their head in.
Tip, but is it okay to put the
rest of
the duration
work, right? It's okay, but I don't need it. I mean, I be wanting it sometime, but I just need the tip.
But preference is the strip.
I just need the tip.
Okay, the tip. Yeah. What's the time frame on it?
5 minutes.
Because, man, I mean, you, I
no
mean,
more than five
being
minutes.
Real,
don't
man, you be seeing,
minutes.
Like, on the internet sometimes, you be hearing, like, oh, man, I need an hour. I'm like, shit, let me tell you something.
I need an hour in the leg.
At my age group, look, I can't do
minutes.
That.
My back
2 minutes?
Hurt.
The tip?
2 to 5 minutes. That's all I need.
That's
yeah.
You need right up the alley. That was tough.
Bill still cold.
Golly.
You can get back to your bill on time.
I'm telling you. Your noodles ain't even done.
Right. You get outside the bill still got frosting on it.
The packing on the noodles. Noodles ain't 3 minutes, I think. That nigga shit ain't done.
Dummy.
It goes back to what we said. Married niggas have fun, too.
Right. I'm a pleaser.
Yeah. Hey, God damn. I'm finna go buy some flowers. I ain't even say it.
Right.
These
niggas have got me
just to build up.
And she gonna come in there and she gonna be like, why you got the flowers? Shit, man.
Well, you ain't heard it yet.
When this shit dropped, it was nuts.
Be patient, baby.
It was nuts, literally.
Yeah.
All nuts. I
apologize in advance.
Nuts and shrimp.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What are you? What do you want to be? All of that shit. All in one.
Yeah. I think it went to the first date question.
I got
to
get.
What do you aspire to be in life?
From date one to date 30, guys. Yeah.
That's
what
that
are your aspirations
first,
and your dreams?
That nigga asked that first discussion question in college. Like, what do you want to be?
When you first get that phone number.
What do you
want to be?
Well,
what's your master's?
I have different things, you know. A lot of people don't know. I have my bachelor's in criminal justice. I'm a medical massage therapist. I have my child development associates. I'm a basketball coach.
God,
I'm a rapper. I'm an actress. Reality TV star, you know.
And so, I see all that. And that's all dope.
Right.
Super dope stuff. How do you balance all of that stuff? And I understand that you got kids, you in the entertainment world, you do rap. So how do you balance all that?
Got your cape on.
Family.
Family?
I got family support.
Right.
My mom, you know, my mom live in Atlanta. I moved to Atlanta from Miami. I'm from, originally from Miami. My grandfather's from Barbados, though, so I got that Bajan blood.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Umbrella.
Okay.
What that boy say? Umbrella?
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
That nigga could say that shit again for save his life.
That nigga could have put
but
a
yeah, I got that Bajan blood in me, so you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But
I can tell the spirit too.
Family.
Thank you.
So your girl with the pistol in her Louis. Oh, is that Gucci?
It's a pistol in that Gucci.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The pistol in the Gucci. Yeah. Like,
she look like. Hey. She look like.
I got a hit in the front of me.
Hey, please don't pull it out of
y'all. We don't want no.
Okay.
We
don't chill in this whole. All we got is Dez. Push it, Dez. That's it. I promise you don't need it right here.
Okay.
Hey.
Just in case
you
needed it.
I understand.
She looks so shocked.
Hey, y'all be first 48
alive. Hey, be careful.
But you know what? I do want to ask you that. I do want to ask you that. Because
actually
three
of
us from Mobile, and then he from New Orleans. Exactly. So none of us really from Birmingham. But
right. What that mean? Hey. You gave me the good.
What day?
Oh, Dez.
He from Engineer Dez.
Oh, sorry.
And you well protected. You on my side, right? Mm.
Ooh. Yeah, he from. You single? Mm. Oh, my. Oh, everybody here married.
Well, we do the right thing.
I was going to wait till later to hit you with the gold.
Princess in here. I got to be.
Tell her, hey Dan,
no, you
don't.
No, yeah.
not at all.
Hey, talk your shit. I'm just not gonna comment.
I'm a comment.
Hey, but going back to her, she looks so surprised. Like, how does nigga know I got a gun in my purse?
Right,
because we from them elements. We know what, we know.
Because you brought that big ass purse here for no reason.
And look how she
holding. I don't know what these niggas gonna be on in this hole.
She got that.
But
she
I'm
got
a shoot
that
me
shit
a motherfucker.
That, and you know she left handed. She recording it. She gonna stick that hand in there. Bah. She gonna knock all y'all. I'm out the door.
You gonna get shot first when you
do it. I heard they kidnapping people in Birmingham. We had to read.
That's everywhere.
I know, but I just recently saw some shit.
Protect yourself.
But no, like with.
Along with Big Mondo. Shout out to Big Mondo.
Big Mondo.
Big Mondo from Mobile.
That's right.
Yeah, I fuck with Mobile. We from Mobile.
We could curse.
Yeah.
Fuck with.
Yeah. Have we been cursing?
Listen, you done talked about quit, you done talked about dicks and everything. And wanted to know ass.
Can I curse? Shrimp. I call it a shrimp.
She did say shrimp.
Look at you. I didn't say dick. You said dick.
Yeah.
You
said dick. Because that's what it's called. Don't be calling shit a shrimp.
Dick.
Get him in trouble.
You said dick.
That's just, I mean. Hey, you ain't attracted to me anyway. off of what you like. So I ain't your type. Oh, it don't matter.
You too big.
Talk your shit, my boy.
It's too big.
You gonna get your shit in trouble.
Hey.
Don't say it.
I ain't a shrimp, hey, no.
Don't fall for it, Joe.
Don't do it.
Walk away from the light.
Hey, you had to buy flowers for saying nothing. Imagine if you say something, what you gotta buy?
Hey, I'm at least old lobster or something. Hey,
listen. I ain't no shrimp. A new house.
I got the guest bed ready for you right
if
now.
You got a lobster,
that means
you got big balls.
Hey, I walk with a limp because my nuts heavy. Yeah.
See, so we're falling. So what you gonna buy?
Come back this way, bro.
What you gonna buy?
That nigga drove right off the lake. Where that car crash at?
Y'all crazy.
We chilling.
Hey.
Nah. Don't be insecure. These are some good men. They're loyal.
Thank you.
They appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
When they let it be known, I'm married, Nikki.
Yeah, we want to entertain.
As soon as I walked in, I'm married.
Yeah. No, like, okay. When you walked in, we were reading the Bible.
Right, we were reading the Bible. Y'all was praying. Right. Black men don't cheat.
We don't. Like she said, she walked in.
The dummies don't cheat.
Hey,
we was having Bible study.
That's it.
Sure was.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Sure.
No, seriously, wives.
I have a question for you.
Y'all some great men.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
I'm glad you said that. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw that you tweeted or commented that it was something about men are not supposed to have just one woman. Is that all men?
And do you preach that to the women?
Does that include your man?
I just got at the age where I accept if my man want to bring another woman into our relationship, I'm okay with it.
Does that mean you have to have another fully man too, though?
No, okay. That's disgusting.
So you
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't even
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you say
men are kings. Huh? That's why men are able to produce so many kids.
Say nothing. Nobody say nothing.
Yeah, just let this roll. Just let it go.
I fucked around and say yeah.
No, don't damn say it. Let her talk. Men are kings. Keep going.
Men are kings.
Carry on. Like, people,
you know how they always say, like, women are so easily, like, easy to accept when a man cheat. That's why, because men are, they're supposed to. Only if they can afford to. Mm.
Okay.
You can't cheat if you can afford.
Broke niggas.
Give her that logic.
Right?
Now, your logic ain't never made this much sense.
Yeah. I agree. I've never said nothing this profound.
But
like, men are kings. They're supposed to be worshipped and praised. Nah. You understand? And just taken care of. Mm-hmm. When I get home from a hard day's work, massaged, meal, bath.
So we said all of that. We in a relationship. Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single.
That was my $1 million.
I'm single right now.
Okay.
Right now?
Recently? I just got out of a long relationship, 7 years. All of my relationships are long because they love me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
what that nigga
yeah,
do?
You allow him to have, you know.
He's still not. But like right now, I just got at this state. I wasn't always at this
state.
Oh,
so you wasn't at the stage before?
Right.
Got it took you, a, it got took you, some,
got COVID
you.
Got me here because I was reading. I'm like, that was this a makes question. Sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes
Speaking
sense.
Of COVID, how right. did COVID affect you? Like,
it piped me up.
It piped you up?
I made a bag. Like, I was still getting
Did you have
shows.
To sit down for a while or?
No.
In Georgia, been open the whole pandemic.
Yeah, right. They never
moved
open. They never nothing open.
I'm in Atlanta.
I remember in like late March.
I went out in Atlanta.
April, we was in that bitch like, shit, I can't even go outside. We scared to open the door.
You scared to go job.
You went on the internet, Atlanta was goddamn, piped up.
That's why I moved there. That's why.
So you moved to Atlanta during the
From
pandemic?
From Miami, yep.
In Miami?
Right after my birthday. My birthday was March 8th. The pandemic started like.
Whoa.
My birthday was the
That's his birthday.
That's my birthday.
That's your birthday?
That was the last party we had. We partied for his birthday.
Y'all
and then
caught
the
pandemic.
Down.
Yes, we
both
of y'all.
Because we partied.
Yeah, we
I got a whole bus. We did it big.
Yeah, we did.
I went crazy.
Hootie had COVID, but we ain't know it at the time.
But we ain't know it was
That's
COVID.
Hootie.
At that time, I was sick as shit.
You
I
right?
couldn't breathe. That was then.
He was never diagnosed.
That was before we knew of COVID.
These niggas self-diagnosed themselves. Don't listen to them. Yeah. They are dummies, okay?
Symptoms mean you have it.
Well, I do have a question for you, too, though. I have a question. With all your credentials and everything, who played a... Yeah, credentials.
Ooh. Credentials.
Yeah. She got
Better
she got
my credentials.
Credentials.
This right. other bitch is simple. I see he get to the back, so okay. he got plenty potential.
Okay.
Bars.
Okay. Bang.
Mm. I done forgot the Easy. Goddamn question. But no, what play, you know, instrumental role in you wanting to become an artist?
Whole family.
Nicki Natural. Mm. The name Natural. A lot of people, okay, let me explain my name. Nicki, that's my nickname. Mm-hmm. My real name, Naisha.
Naisha. Mm-hmm.
Y'all like it?
Yes, love it. Yes.
Love, cool
lovely
name.
Name. Cool lovely name.
Rolls off.
Don't answer, Joe. You already fucked up. Just let it happen.
Hey, that nigga said that. That'd be like,
should I say yes or no?
I already said too much.
hey, stop digging in that bag. We just asking questions.
We just asking questions.
Put your hands up.
Don't shoot.
Don't shoot.
Enough
of that. Yeah, don't shoot.
That was the trigger word.
They good, Derek.
I seen that hand. I got scared. Yeah, I got a 10 and 2, goddamn.
My boy can't even mention if a name good. Name good.
Okay, the name Natural. A lot of people think it comes from the body. If that was the case, I would have named myself Nicki Natural Body.
Right.
Natural, if you look it up in the dictionary, means having an innate gift or talent. So I could do whatever. I named everything I do. I have
That's
a master's degree.
So
I'm a medical massage therapist, child development associate. I'm a basketball coach. I play ball. I act. I sing. I rap. So Natural. That's what made me want to rap because it was like, what else I need to do? I get bored quick.
What's right. number one?
And I saw you jump on IG, by the way. You
I saw
you
that.
Hoop. You think you can take?
Did you play in our high school coming up?
Why you
laughing? Hang on, you can do what? Huh? You can do what?
No, I'm saying, do you think?
No, you said something else.
You think you can beat us?
She said she can beat everybody in here. You heard what she said.
I'll push your ass up real quick.
You can beat him. You can't beat me.
Honey. Yeah, you definitely can't beat me.
Let's go to the court. I'm still here tomorrow. What's good?
Okay.
I'm going to elbow the shit out your ass.
And she going to put that iron on your ass.
Look. She still got the hand in there, man.
In the bag. You made a threat. She just automatically put her hand in
there. No filing, nigga. No filing, nigga.
I'm getting nervous.
I like them. We good.
Put it up there, Dez. There you go. There you go.
As friends, why?
There you go. Thank you, Dez. I appreciate it.
Um,
follow if you want to.
I saw that you did an interview, and you said that you wanted to be a crime scene investigator. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a path where you might go back into that? Do you still have a passion for that?
Okay, I'm obsessed with dead bodies, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I got my bachelor's in criminal justice.
Ain't nobody's on that.
I don't want to be one of them. I want to live.
I know we downstairs. So we're underground already. I don't want to go deeper.
When I was finishing my degree, I did some internship. I did some internship, right?
Right.
So, of course, it was dead body, you know, on the scene. And once I saw the body, I was done. Like, they was like, all right, we got to get a fingerprint. I'm like, oh, it's boring. So I'm done. So I want to open a funeral home. I'm done. Like, I don't want to do that no more.
So you realized that wasn't for you.
It was boring. It was cool to see the bodies, but once I saw the bodies, I was ready to leave the scene. But with a dead body, you on the scene for like 13, 14, 15 hours. I'm like,
they leave them laid out.
So with all of those credentials, what's number one?
Right now, honestly,
it changes.
Right now it's between rap and acting. I just shot two independent like little short films in South Carolina, and I'm shooting another film in June and another film at the end of this year. So,
congratulations! Yes. That's dope as fuck.
Acting, I love acting. Huh? Oh, and another one in August.
Let her know, friend. You ain't only
got guns. You got, you know what I'm saying, the notes.
She got Gucci one.
She got guns and notes, nigga. Yes. What's up?
But rapping is my. I just have fun. Like, I'm a people's person, as y'all can see.
I can tell. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Right, I love to meet new people, and the music, it just take me to different people, and I like when people get to see me, not just the TV me.
Right.
TV me and in-person me is totally different. So are you?
Because TV me, you be getting away from them goddamn security guards.
Big man,
she found a way to put some hands on somebody. Yeah.
Right.
Hold on, I'll be back. Hey. I'll go to the bathroom.
TV you.
Your ass be slipping and sliding. Get it?
You got the punnies.
Don't come for me. There you go.
But on TV, I was curious. How authentic is really love and hip hop?
Scripted or?
No.
Do they put you in fucked up situations?
Yeah, but it's real. It's real. It's real.
So those. So you was that smoke real. Really be real deal or it be kind of cap?
It be real for them. For me, I don't know these women like that. You understand? They jealous of me.
Right.
They don't. I'm a sweetheart. Right. Why would you not like me?
I wouldn't say all that.
Oh. My boy.
Because your wife listening. Stay that's cool. Why
you no, 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 no.
That's why. Because no. His wife listening.
It ain't me.
No. All right.
No.
There's how many people in here to his one.
No.
Y'all think I'm sweet or not?
Say that again.
Y'all think I'm sweet?
Very sweet.
Yeah. Hey, for some reason, you get under nigga's skin.
Whose skin? Not niggas, bitches.
Oh.
I can't use that word, and I would never use that word.
Again?
Girls.
I ain't gonna say none of the words.
I get under little girl skin because I'm a threat to society. I'm a threat to insecure women. I'm gonna say that. You understand?
I see the angle.
Because I love myself. I don't put nobody down when I big myself up. Mm-hmm. When people are like, oh, you need to humble yourself. Why? I'm not putting you down. I'm bigging you up, too, at the same time.
So
way I feel when I say I'm stunningly handsome. Them niggas
no, no, no. Right. You only be talking about yourself.
I can talk about myself. You, I'm not saying, oh, you ugly and I'm pretty. I'm not saying that.
I didn't say you ugly.
So,
bum.
So bum. Let me ask you a question. The girl that you had the beef with on...
Say
I'm not gonna name my name.
It's a lot of them.
The main girl you had to beef with.
He said it's a lot
of
them.
He got a lot of beef too, though.
I can't address nothing because it's a lot of them. He understands so you beef. Gotta tell me.
All right. It was a girl that said you look like a moose, but her nose is big. And I was confused.
I ain't saying nothing.
Like, how you call somebody a moose? And
that goes back to jealousy. You know that.
Oh, she was jealous of your nose size.
Because her is too big.
Mm. And I big up all them beautiful women on the show. Mm. I wish them all success, blessings.
You going to be on the show again? You retired?
Honestly.
Are you comfortable with your life being out there like that?
That's three of them, Hootie.
I know. I want to answer all of them. Honestly,
the way God has my life set up right now, I don't have time for reality TV.
Yeah.
Right. I don't. I'm booked this whole week.
Why though, if that's authentic?
It was fun, but then it was...
She get bored quick.
Not bored quick. It was just It's a lot.
Is that a good or bad thing too? Getting bored quick.
I mean, that's just who I am. Like,
that ain't answer the question.
She danced around that.
That ain't answer the question. Is that a
shook
good?
Shook your head like a new jug of juice.
You get tired of everything all the time, you know.
I think that one season of Love & Hip Hop was enough for me.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's all I need.
He got you what you need.
Right.
What? I'm about to turn. People don't even know what's about to come.
All right, so we got Catch a Vibe. It's definitely a vibe. Right?
It's a vibe.
I love that song.
That's a dope
And it shows your range as an artist.
Thank you.
That's me personally, yes. My opinion. But Get Your Bread Up. Kind of gritty. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of gritty.
Grimy.
I saw the gun.
I went straight to the boot when I got jumped on that song.
And we ain't going to get into the backstory of, well, you know, what I'm pretty sure that
I
want
to get into it. Get Your Bread Up came. As soon as I got jumped, I went straight to the studio. Mm. Shout out to Cash Money Bird.
What that was about? Do you know?
They jealous.
Oh, jealous?
Jealous.
Now,
I don't know them people.
But the question.
I don't know them.
I don't have jealousy to me.
Why would I fight? For what? I'm pretty. I'm smart. I'm successful. I'm healthy. I'm blessed. I mean, I have no worries in life, but having fun every day. Right. That's all I do. So why I'm fighting you? That don't make sense.
I swear I was going to ask you where you at at this point, you know? So that answers the question. Yeah. So you are no longer a member of the Slap a Bitch Ministry. AME.
That's
what's happening.
If I have to
defend myself. Tabernacle.
Right. Yeah. Hey. Number two.
I don't start. I finish.
Hey.
Okay.
I don't start stuff. Hey. Y'all didn't see that? I don't start. I finish.
You throw a purse like none other. I'm like, God. Damn.
Your whole purse?
You a purse swinger.
The whole purse.
Hey.
It's like five against one. What you expect? I got to use something.
Did
I back down, though?
No.
I was like, this nigga crazy.
I commit.
I got to defend myself with, at the same time.
With Catch a Vibe, where that came from? What was the inspiration behind that song?
Because of COVID and everything, it was like 2020. I made that song in 2020, and I knew I was going to release it in 2021. So I'm like, it's the year to catch a vibe. Last year was full of shit.
Shit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Last year was full of shit.
So what's the vibe right now?
It's
opening. Ooh.
It's just, I'm living my life. It's like my best life. 2021 is the best for me. I'm just doing whatever I want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm doing whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
So what can we expect from you?
Sound like fun.
What can we expect from Nick and
y'all Nessa? Married. I can't get into details.
But hang on. So
speak your mind.
So
speak your mind.
Tell me what
I can't talk to you.
What
I just tell her, come in here and listen.
Me
listen,
either.
Baby.
Yeah, she cool.
Come on,
I
baby.
Like
come
your
listen to her mind.
Y'all into threesomes.
And then stab.
Who are you answering or what?
You gotta ask her that.
When I'm done with this podcast, I'll go over there.
Ah, damn it! I got.
Hey, ask that question over there too.
I'm gonna ask.
Okay. So what can we expect from Nicki?
I
want to
see what she says, goddamn.
What can we expect from Nicki Natural?
Oh my
next
god,
music?
Movies. Oh, music.
Either shit, whatever.
Ooh, this summer I'm about to drop one of the hottest songs of the year. And right after that, another hot song.
You Dolo? You somebody else? You ain't got to say to somebody else if so, but you Dolo?
You said a movie.
On a song. You Dolo?
I'm Dolo.
Okay.
I don't need nobody right now.
Movie too? You said something about a movie.
Ooh, movies. I'm chewing a boxing movie right now with Clarissa Shields. Y'all know her?
You boxing?
She's dope.
Mm. Yes. You boxing?
Yeah, I box. But I'm in a movie, I'm a trainer.
Okay. That means you boxing.
It's fine.
I saw that on IG.
I'm a trainer, but... Shout out to Clarissa.
I just hope your ass don't poke me in the eye with them goddamn nails. Watch all they goddamn bibbidi boppity.
You worry about nails. You better be worrying about that gun.
She got that iron over there.
You worry about the room.
She done relaxed a little bit.
Yeah, she done relaxed.
I think he got a vendetta.
What you think it is?
No.
What you think it is?
Oh, I don't need to.
But see, I told you that was going to happen in the
beginning.
Right, you did tell me.
I tried to warn you.
I did want to. Okay, and then shit. I'm just going to go home and put some ice on it. But tell me how the Life is Good freestyle came about. And who was you talking about?
If you want to say.
Like three people.
all them niggas.
I told y'all.
All them niggas.
Bitches and they feelings as usual. Niggas doing whole shit. No, it's like four. Because it was a nigga involved.
You just cut a flag.
So it's like three bitches.
See how she did that?
Nah, that nigga there.
She almost slapped the mic over. Right.
You don't want these hands, so you hoes got to jump. Yeah, yeah, that was for them bitches.
So, so follow that up.
Pussy, you ain't seen your kids in a month. No bread, only OnlyFans. Yeah, I remember that. Yo, that was cool.
That was a nice song. I think that song about nuns or something.
I did that at Birdman.
Are you on OnlyFans?
That's my y'all know that's my mentor, right?
Who?
Okay,
Birdman.
Oh, Cash Birdman.
Cash Money Records. That's he gave me my first. That's the first song I ever recorded was at Cash Money Records Studio in Miami, Hit Factory. That's Hit Factory right there. Right down the street. Yep. He believed in me. And he still believed in me. I
so how did when you if you your first song you ever recorded, you mm-hmm. in there, you record that, you say you was in there with Birdman, mm-hmm. was that part of the motivation too with music? Cause like how many niggas get to rap and go in there with Birdman?
With Birdman, right.
So I knew a mutual friend who knew him, right? And he was like, "You want to rap?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, I know Birdman." I'm like, "Well, take me over there." So he took me to Hit Factory, and I had no songs. And Birdman was like, "Let me hear music." He was like, "I ain't got no music." I'm like, "Okay, this is studio, right? Just put me in a booth. Just put me in a booth. I'm gonna make a song right now." He was like,
"Was it on the spot or was it something older?"
But he was like. Honestly, he was like, "I would never sign you. I would never sign another female after Nicki Minaj." Mm-hmm. Straight up, he told me.
I get it.
But with your energy and whatever you need, if you need the studio whenever.
Did you understand whenever. It?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very understanding. I'm like, I don't care about
it. So he explained. He explained why he said he would.
He
never
explained.
Sign.
He was like, "It's he would." Never, he says, too expensive. First off,
yeah,
female rappers.
I mean, the way y'all
need
travel,
but a white tee and some jeans.
You know, she came and she was like, "Y'all got to
pay how much
like, I wanted to get you one now, you know what I'm saying? But
the
I know
the hot boys cost me tees, bowls, and reeds,
right?
Minaj, goddamn, I need a phantom.
It's much cheaper for a guy, but he was like, it's too much expensive. And he was like, he just feel like Nicki is the greatest.
One of your wigs,
and I respect that because she is the greatest. Nicki, I'm a female rapper, but I look up to Nicki Minaj,
right.
Mm. I grew up on her. Like, she's phenomenal.
Who
and I
else was
an
inspiration for, as far as female artists?
Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Okay. I remember?
My neck.
Yeah.
No.
That's Kaya.
That's Kaya. Same thing.
Nah, nigga. Nigga said the
same thing.
Nookie.
Oh, yeah, I like that too.
I see she got that Florida gold. What I told y'all about
Florida gold.
She got that Florida gold on.
I got them pussy wood.
We
y'all talking about
No, we interviewed.
No, I didn't say one.
Not one.
The main one said
not hell, dog. You yeah. Give me
I believe him.
Dance flag that.
You better go buy them flowers.
Flag that.
Get the Venus one. They last for like. Ever. They like 600.
He finna go right to public.
Man, I finna go get them $5.99 flowers. They do the same trick.
I got the guest bedroom.
No,
initially.
I got the guest bedroom. You can spend the night.
There you go.
I got you, my boy.
Your wife won't let me spend the night?
No, I'm talking about
Joe. Oh,
you got him in trouble.
She said,
no. No, you ain't coming. I'm
Let
sorry.
Let me tell you something. Hey. If it's one house, you ain't
got If it's one house, you ain't got
Shit, if it's two houses.
You might got a chance on me.
You gotta ask my wife.
Just ask my wife.
I think your wife let me. She likes me.
It's easy way to find out.
And she's not insecure. I can tell. I like her.
She cool. I love her.
Right.
She's here.
You
she's
so lucky. You nigga, so blessed.
She pretty. That nigga just said his wife cool.
When you she's not insecure.
When you talk, when you talk to her, ask her about the fight part.
Fight.
Yeah, she
just asked about the fight part.
I'm surprised this motherfucker still clothes.
I'm surprised. Yeah.
She don't like clothes those with this nigga in there.
Closed doors. Okay.
She the only one to bust in the room out of all I was. I will say that.
This is true.
Oh, yeah. She's so sweet.
Okay.
That be the one.
Yeah.
That nigga the Hulk. You remember when the Hulk got bad?
Boom.
Get this goddamn steel door out the way.
That right.
She yeah. strong.
Okay, so you say you got movies. Mm-hmm. Music. Do you got any music loaded up? Mixtapes, albums, anything that you
I'm
got coming
up? EP. But for now, I'm about to drop a crazy single. It's called In My System.
In My System.
I got that.
What's in your system?
Hennessy.
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 Patron right now, but this song is about the Hennessy.
I saw you drunk Hennessy.
I used to be dope on Hennessy, like, but now I'm a Patron girl.
Why? Why the change?
It's like a Hennessy. I feel like.
And why the song about Hennessy and not Patron?
Because Hennessy make me want to beat a bitch ass. dummy.
Hey.
Hold on one second. We had to pause for a quick second. We good. We ready. We back.
So Hennessy make colors up though. Yeah. So Hennessy make you want to whoop somebody ass. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should stop drinking Hennessy. You ever thought about that?
Does Patron not do the same though?
No, Patron made me horny.
Oh.
Okay. You drunk a lot of that. I'm just asking.
Thank God I'm single because I'll be pregnant probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Hopefully you find somebody you fall.
Movies. So good movies. What's your best Denzel movie?
What's your favorite color?
It's on green.
The Bulls. Let's talk about the Bulls.
What's your favorite Denzel bone?
Hockey. I don't give a fuck what we talk about.
Let's move.
Golf, goddammit. Something that's going to cool you off.
Ecclesiastics. Ecclesiastics.
Winter sports.
Rhythm smooth.
Rhythm smooth.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a verse. I got to help them niggas out, man.
Rhythm smooth.
I don't want to get nobody in trouble.
Oh, my. Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
But no.
Who knows?
Yeah, really yeah Patron know. And horniness. Yeah, there you go.
The song about Hennessy.
What makes y'all horny?
Every time I read scripture.
Yo.
Dude, that don't go
what
together.
Is it, Psalms?
Well, I'm married. So
Psalms.
I'm straight. I'm
Psalms.
Yeah, Psalms. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Psalms. I forgot which verse.
You don't never get turned on until you see a woman put plants in a planter.
My wife.
When she
oh, don't nothing turn you on like a fire pit.
Yeah, when she got a little apron on and shit.
Oh, fire pit, man. The good old fire pit.
Sunday dinner? Nigga.
Nigga.
Sunday dinner, boy.
He's a chicken.
Nigga. Hey, a clean shower? Woo! Gets me right there.
A light bill being paid. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. But no, stupid, bro. We definitely, man. It's such a good time. We could keep going for three.
Thank you.
I could go forever.
But we gonna let you. We definitely want to respect your time.
Right.
Definitely.
And we gonna let you go talk this way to the women. We want to see their response.
I'm taking y'all. Yeah. Taking your wife.
Good. Okay.
Or take your wife. No, you can't come to the goddamn guest bedroom.
I just want to know the outcome so I can know what to say in the future.
Okay.
Nigga, but can I watch?
Crush around?
Yep. Crush around?
Your wife.
What y'all doing over there?
I don't know. Hey, listen.
What's going on? Hey.
Oh, I remember.
Here we go.
Come on,
we appreciate you being here.
So
we got enough trouble.
Here, yeah.
Damn it.
Hey, I don't get in trouble, man.
I didn't know I really got in trouble. You fuck around and slip off that damn stool.
You see me?
Right. Slide back. You know what, though? You ever notice how sometimes women be acting like they straight?
She keep doing it.
What I'm doing?
I knew I should have missed this shit.
You wanted to sit up here.
Mm-hmm. We would have had more space.
I want my regular seat.
I want to sit right here. Right. You asked for this, Joe.
I'm going to blame it on him. He's sitting right here. I'm sitting over here. But no, we really do appreciate you coming through. Look, you say you got another single coming out. Anything you ever need from us, any platform you ever want to need, call us, hit us up, get in touch with us. We'll promote.
You can call.
I don't care if you call. And just want to talk for 2 minutes about what you got going on. This platform is yours.
2 hours.
It's always available for you anytime you're in Birmingham.
Just don't
come
shoot
on.
Us.
No.
Or DM me.
That ain't the shooter.
Well, if you,
you
tell
know,
her
I
not to shoot,
shoot
she ain't
going
to
shoot.
We see it. All your social medias so people listening can know where to find you at?
Instagram, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I Natural. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Nikki Natural, #1. I need my Nikki Natural. Who got it? Give it to me. Anywho, Nikki Natural #1. Facebook, Nikki Cooper.
Nikki Cooper?
Cooper.
I'm a Cooper.
YouTube?
I like a Cooper.
YouTube?
Yeah, Nikki Natural Music.
Nikki Natural
I'm on that. I'm on that. Yo, Apple Music, download my shit.
Yes.
Download it.
And on that note, we'll be back next week like we never left because like we say every week, we never leave. Mm. You
we
dig?
Ain't dumb. We dummies.
Yeah.
You beat you.
Yeah.
Y'all like
that's that's kind of the point.
We ain't dummies.
It's the year to catch a vibe. Last year was full of shit. I'm trying to catch a vibe. I'm trying to catch a vibe.
more than